More than one of every five compliance officer positions at the Indiana Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or IOSHA, is currently unfilled. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sarah Fenton reports, a federal audit insinuates staffing problems are behind what it calls the agency's, quote, consistently poor performance in many crucial areas.
Indiana is one of 22 states with its own OSHA plan and thus is subjected to an annual audit from federal OSHA. 2015's report finds not only are current positions left open, but during the last 3 years, more than half of IOSHA's employees left or were fired. The document says that turnover contributed to IOSHA's inability to meet its 2015 goal of 1,600 inspections. Among other issues, federal OSHA finds Indiana's program takes an average of 39 days to initiate complaint investigations and in some cases doesn't file or follow up on complaints made at the OSHA.gov website. Indiana Department of Labor spokeswoman Amanda Stanley calls the turnover a natural occurrence and says IOSHA is looking to fill the positions.
It's the nature of a good economy where more jobs are available and more opportunities are present.
IOSHA officials contend the report doesn't tell the whole story. For example, Stanley says e-complaints had been filed and the report's finding is the result of a backlog. IOSHA says in the first fiscal quarter of 2016, the agency initiated complaint investigations in an average of 5 days. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fenton.